Greetings to our listeners out there. This is Diane Merrick. Mi takomi chajekis nasnawing ihangtuan nakota hemacha. I am Diane Merrick, and my Dakota Nakota name is Nasnawia from the Gord, and I am a N Village Nakota, and ake yuha chante washten ape chusapa. I would like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake once again, and it's always an honor and with gratitude to be here amongst all of our listeners and our audience with Dakota Talk Radio. We're broadcasting to you from southeastern South Dakota. So we would like to say Wopida. Thank you to all of you listeners out there. And look forward to continuing our language lessons in that we would like to preserve our language and revitalize, and what an honor it is that we have an opportunity such as what we have here to be able to provide our language lessons. So with that, we're going to go ahead and provide you with a language lesson today with terms on the movement, something that has movement, and then the description of those terms. We're going to go ahead and we're going to provide you with a Dakota term, and then we're going to translate that for you, and then we'll go through and go through a pronunciation opportunity for all of us to speak the terms together. Oha, chawana. Our first term with Takushkashka, the movement, is Iwankam. Iwankam. Translation for Iwankam is upper. Anything that's upper, above, is called Iwankam. Number two. Wakan. Anything, wakan ea kanake hanta. Anything that's up for you to reach at is wakan. Wakan ewa kanake. I placed it above, or I placed it up there. Wakan ewa kanake. Number three is ohadate. Ohadate, that has a guttural sound in there. Ohadate is anything that is under. Ohadate yanke, it is under, laying underneath, under there. Ohadate. Number four, ihukud. Is anything that is lower than. Ihuku. Ihuku. Lower. Number five. Akotaha. 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 Anything that is akotaha is beyond. Akotaha. Something that is beyond where we're at. Akotahaki. Akotahayake. It is way beyond where we're standing. Akotaha. Number six is Gai Tokab. Gai Tokab is anything before. Ga'i tokab. Before. Number 7. Okob. Okob is when something is between each side. Something between something. Okob. Okob yake. It is between the two ipahis, the two pillows. Okob. Number 8, itokab. Itokab is ahead. To stand or to move ahead. Itokab, or stand in front of or ahead of someone. Itokab nawajinkte. I will stand before him or her. Itokab. Ahead. Number 9. Ihakab. Ihakab. Ihakab menikte. Ihakab menikte. Ihakab is after. After. Ihakab. Ihakab menikte. I will go after him or her. Ihakab. After. Number 10 is Yuhomini. Yuhomini. Hey, Yuhomineo. Yuhomini is turn. Hey, Yuhomineo. Turn that. Yuhomini. Turn. Number 11. Gaptampta. Gaptampta is tumble. When there is a tumble of movement, takushkashka, the movement of tumble is gaptampta. Gaptampta shka. He or she is in a tumble mode. Are they tumbling? Gaptampta shkampi. They are tumbling. Gaptampta. Another way to say tumble in Dakota Nakota is baptampta. Baptampta. Tumble. Baptampta. Number 12, gashta. Gashta. To pour. Another way to say pour is akashta. Akashta. Gashta, akashta. Pour. Mini akashta. Pour the water. Number 13, Iyapemini. Iyapemini. Iyapemini is to wrap. When you wrap something, Iyapemini. To wrap. Iyapemini. Number 14, Banini. Banini. Banini is poke. Poke. When you poke at something, you banini. Another way to say poke in Dakota, Nakota, is bajipa. Bajipa. Banini, bajipa. To say poke is banini. Bajipa. Number 15. Bahadoka. Bahadoka. Bahadoka has the guttural sound. Bahadoka. Bahadoka means to puncture. To puncture. When you puncture something, that is bahadoka. Number 16. Utinza. Utinza. Utinza means to tighten. When you tighten something, you utinza. Hey, utinza. Tighten that. Utenza. Number 17. Yuochadoka. Yuochadoka. Yuochadoka is an opener. Any type of an opener is called a yuochadoka. Yuochadoka kihe mak'o. Give me the opener. Yuochadoka he mak'au. Bring me the opener. Number 18, okiksuya, okiksuya, excuse me, okiksuya is when you are going to omaenikdanta, if you're going to travel or oichimani wanji akarekte or make a journey, many times you have to load everything up and get it ready and then put it together and put it in your napupopuna, your car. So you have to load up. So that's okikshuya. Okikshuya. That's to load up. Or kshu. Another way you say to put a load in is kshu. Okikshuya. Okay, number 19. Pakapsu. Pakapsu. Pakapsu is to nod or to nod your head, pakapsu. So if you see someone and they nod, that in Dakota is pakapsu, pakapsu, to nod your head, pakapsu, or to nod the head. Number 20, yuwanka. Yuwanka means to lift. Yuwanka echu. He yuwanka echu. To lift that. Lift that. He yuwanka echu. Yuwanka is to lift. Anytime you lift something, to lift that is yuwanka. Okay, number 21. Yuhanska. Yuhanska. Yuhanska means to lengthen, to lengthen. When you lengthen something, that is yuhanska, yuhanska. Number 22, oma ichiataha, oma ichiataha. Oma ichiataha means the opposite, oma ichiataha. Opposite. Anytime there is an opposite, omai chiataha. Number 23 is iechecha. Iechecha. Iechecha means when something is alike, the likeness, they are alike. Iechecha. Number 24 is oyuspa. Oyuspa is when you catch something. Or when you want someone to catch something, you say, he oyuspa. Catch that. Oyuspa. Number 25, yushna. Yushna. Yushna means drop. If you say yushnashni, that means do not drop that. Yushna is drop. But anytime you have shni on there, it negates it. So yushnashni means do not drop that. Hey yushnashni, do not drop that. Now we are going to go back with what we just provided you with, and we're going to do the English and translate in Dakota. Okay. Drop is yushna. When you drop something, it's yushna. When you catch something, you say oyuspa, oyuspa. When something is alike, you say iyechecha, he iyechecha. That is alike. Hokshina nupin iyechechapi. The two boys are alike. Oma ichiataha. The opposite. Opposite is oma ichiataha. Anything opposite. When you lengthen something, it's yuhanska. To lengthen something is yuhanska. To lift something is yuwanka. Yuwanka. To nod the head or to nod your head is pakapsu. Pakapsu. To load up, to go somewhere, to load things up is called okikshuya. Okikshuya. Any type of an opener is called a yuokhdoka. 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 To tighten something is yutinza. Yutinza. To tighten is yutinza. Any type of a puncture is bachadoka. To puncture something is to bachadoka. Bachadoka. To poke at something or someone is bajipa. Bajipa. Or banini. Bajipa or banini. When you wrap something, you say iyapemini. Iyapemini. When you pour something or pour water, you say akashta. Akashta. Or like for Inikaha, the Purification Lodge, Iyankihena Mini Akashta. He or she pours water on the rocks or the Tongashinas, the grandfathers. Akashta. Mini Akashta. If I say I pour water, I say Mini Awakashta. Mini Awakashta. Anytime we see someone tumble or they tumble, we say bop dompta, bop dompta. Or another way to say tumble is gop dompta, gop dompta. When someone turns something or we ask someone to turn something or turn around, we say yuhomini, yuhomini, yuhomini. When we say after, in Dakota, Nakota, we say ihakab. Ihakab. Ihakab is after. The word ahead in Dakota is itokab. Itokab. To go ahead or be ahead is itokab. Itokab. Between in Dakota is okob. Okob. Okob nupin ed noaji. Okob nupin ed noaji. I stand between them both. I stand between the two of them. Between is okob. Before in Dakota is ga'itokab. 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 Before. before is Ga'i Tokab. Beyond. To go beyond or to look beyond is Akotaha. Akotaha. Beyond. Akotaha. Lower, the word lower in Dakota is ihuku. Ihuku. Lower is ihuku. Under. Under in Dakota is ohadate. 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 Up in Dakota is wakan. Wakan. Upper in Dakota is Iwankam. Iwankam. This is our language lesson that we have brought to you from 89.5 Dakota Talk Radio. We would like to say Wopida to each and every one of our listeners out there and hopes to revitalize and preserve the Dakota Nakota Iapi from the Ihank Tuanyate, from the N Village Nation. Once again, we want to say Pidawanyapi ga ake toksha. Thank you, and we will see you again, or hear from you again. And this program is made possible with funding from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting.
This program is made possible with funding from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting.